When we last heard from Jamie Smith, she had just overdosed on heroin and made the decision to check herself into rehab. The first step in rehabilitation is probably best described as a week of hell.
Detox. I was in detox for a week, meaning I was deathly, deathly sick. It was worse than the stomach flu. It was worse than giving birth to my children. Cold sweats, cold, hot, chills, fever, body aches, leg cramps, laying on the floor, the concrete floor, in a ball because I was so sick because my body was going through withdrawal.
As painful as that detox was for Jamie, imagine going through it in a hospital emergency room or the Champaign County Jail. That's more common than you might think because Champaign County does not have a detox facility. The closest one is in Charleston, more than 40 miles away. There is an effort to bring a detox facility to Champaign County. The Champaign County Sheriff's Department has partnered with area mental health and substance abuse treatment providers in an effort to reduce the number of arrests of people in need of those services. Chief Deputy Alan Jones says they have applied for a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice in an effort to compile the necessary data to show the county's need for a separate detox facility.
We think anecdotally, as well as we look around the community, there's a great feeling for people that we need this. But at this point in time, we don't have a way for a police officer to say, you know, I would have taken him to a detox center, or a family member say, I would have taken my son or daughter to a detox center, or as opposed to A, B, or C.
Jones is hopeful that once they have that data, there will be additional funding available for a detox center in Champaign County, or that a local health care provider will decide that it makes business sense to open a private facility. In addition to the lack of a detox center, another issue is funding for treatment programs. In Jamie's case, after a fight, she was able to at least get some of the cost of her treatment paid for by insurance. For those without insurance, paying for rehabilitation services can be nearly impossible. In 2015, the state of Illinois passed the Heroin Crisis Act, which, among other things, mandated that Medicaid pay for drug rehabilitation programs. But because of the nearly two-year budget impasse, state Medicaid payments to substance abuse treatment centers have slowed to a trickle. And State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Macoupin County, says he's seeing the budget impasse negatively affect an outpatient clinic in his district, the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie.
And the longer this continues, the longer there's a lack of compromise, the more and more we're going to see of, you know, what's happening in Macoupin County. Individuals coming forward saying, I want services, I want to break this addiction, and the state of Illinois is telling them to go take a walk.
And federal Medicaid funding is far from certain as well. Gail Rainey is the CEO of Prairie Center in Urbana. Rainey says the American Health Care Act that passed the U.S. House of Representatives would repeal the expansion of Medicaid that took place under the Affordable Care Act, which she says would hurt people who need their services the most.
It sets us up for a crisis situation at a time when we have a heroin epidemic in the nation and locally. And also, recent report in the Washington Post said that nearly 1.3 million people receive treatment for mental health and substance abuse disorders under Medicaid expansion. So if that goes away, we're hitting the people at a time when they need our services and there won't be funding for the services.
And there's a reason most people need rehabilitation to beat addiction. Prairie Center addiction counselor Aaron Klein says that addiction does real physical damage to the brain. Specifically, addiction to opioids damages connections from the middle of the brain, which controls our survival instincts, and the front of the brain, which handles impulse control. Klein says the good news is that those connections can be repaired, but it takes time.
We can rebuild that connection by therapy, by psychoeducation, by re-entering social environments that feel supportive. And we can sort of reestablish that, the connectivity between how do I feel, how do I want to feel, and what's going to be the best choice for me in my life.
And because it takes time, Jamie Smith says she knew that a 30-day inpatient program wasn't going to be enough for her to beat her addiction.
At that point, I knew I needed help, and I knew I wanted to beat this. So I immediately joined outpatient, and I immediately got involved with different recovery programs here in Champaign, Illinois. And I did what you call aftercare. And then I also got involved with a therapist who I still see to this day. Mm-hmm. And I do all of those things to stay active in my recovery.
After 2 months of outpatient treatment in Springfield, Jamie returned home to her family in St. Joseph, where she says she's had a lot of work to do to repair those relationships.
It's affected all of my family. My kids are resilient. They've bounced back pretty well. My husband We've had to work on our marriage. We've had to kind of go back to ground zero and rebuild. I've had to rebuild my trust with my family, and it's not all there yet. And it might not be there for a while, and I deserve that. So it's just rebuilding right now.
Jamie has now been in recovery for 14 months without a relapse. Part of Jamie's recovery has been taking her story public. She has her own recovery Facebook page, and she says although some in the recovery community who value anonymity don't like that she's sharing her story publicly, for her, it's an essential part of her recovery.
This is my story. This is me. This is what happened to me, and I want to share my story. I don't want anyone else to suffer the way I suffered. And if sharing my story can help one person, then all of the personal hell that I went through was worth it. And I don't think I should be punished or anyone should be punished for breaking their own anonymity.
And Jamie says she gets messages every day from people asking for help with addiction, and one story in particular has stuck with her.
It was from a 12-year-old girl who got into her mother's medicine cabinet and took her mom's Xanax and started taking it before tests at school so it would relax her and not make her so nervous before the test. And she messaged me on Facebook and said that she'd been stealing her mom's pills from her medicine cabinet and didn't know what to do. And that story broke my heart.
Jamie Smith got help before her addiction took her life. But in 2015, 819 people in Illinois died of a heroin overdose. 559 more died from an overdose of prescription opioid pain relievers. And the beginning of an addiction that could affect you or someone you know could be right there in your medicine cabinet. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media.